Chapter 48, True Education. True education is the inculcation of those ideas that will impress the mind and heart with the knowledge of God the Creator and Jesus Christ the Redeemer. Such an education will renew the mind and transform the character. It will strengthen and fortify the mind against the deceptive whisperings of the adversary of souls, and enable us to understand the voice of God. It will fit the learned to become a co-worker with Christ. If our youth gain this knowledge, they will be able to gain all the rest that is essential, but if not, all the knowledge they may acquire from the world will not place them in the ranks of the Lord. They may gather all the knowledge that books can give, and yet be ignorant of the first principles of that righteousness which could give them a character approved of God. Those who are seeking to acquire knowledge in the schools of earth should remember that another school also claims them as students, the school of Christ. From this school the students are never graduated. Among the pupils are both old and young. Those who give heed to the instructions of the divine teacher are constantly gaining more wisdom and nobility of soul, and thus they are prepared to enter that higher school, where advancement will continue throughout eternity. Infinite wisdom sets before us the great lessons of life, the lessons of duty and happiness. These are often hard to learn, but without them we can make no real progress. They may cost us effort, tears, and even agony, but we must not falter nor grow weary. It is in this world, amid its trials and temptations, that we are to gain a fitness for the society of the pure and holy angels. Those who become so absorbed in less important studies that they cease to learn in the school of Christ, are meeting with infinite loss. Every faculty, every attribute, with which the Creator has endowed the children of men is to be employed for His glory, and in this employment is found its purest, noblest, happiest exercise. The principles of heaven should be made paramount in the life, and every advanced step taken in the acquirement of knowledge or in the culture of the intellect should be a step toward the assimilation of the human to the divine.